It's November 2nd, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking here with Georgina Nicholson. Georgina, thanks very much for coming in. So tell me how you came to be in Burnaby. Your parents were here already before you were born.
Yes, that's right. My parents moved into their house on East Pender in 1936, and they lived there actually till 1990. I had a wonderful childhood growing up in Burnaby. It, of course, because it's such a long time ago, it was quite different, I think, than a lot of the childhoods children have now.
What brought your parents to Burnaby, do you know?
A cheap house. My parents bought the house from my aunt, who was moving to Seattle, and they paid $1,000 for it, and it was on a double lot. And of course, I was born quite a bit after the Depression, but my parents were married in 1929, and so their early married life was unfortunately during the Depression, where nobody had anything. So in 1936, they did manage to get this house, and my father had started to work at the Grosvenor Hotel down in Vancouver. And so that they liked the area, and there was good shopping on Hastings Street.
And commuting via the Hastings streetcar system.
Yes, and bus service. So it was easy transportation in and out of the city. So they decided to stay in Burnaby.
Great. So you were born in 1948? 48, there
1948,
we go. But
yes.
not literally in Burnaby. You
No, Burnaby General Hospital did not exist at that time. So I would say for children who were not born at home and were born in the hospital, I would say the vast majority were born in the Vancouver General.
were quite a few kids born outside of the hospital, though, at home or
There were a few, but I think by that time it was more in-hospital
pretty
births.
standard to
Yeah,
be in a
pretty
hospital.
standard by that time. Yeah.
Great. So, what do you remember about being a young person living in Burnaby at that time? Was it a good place to be?
It was a wonderful place to be. There were a lot of vacant lots. There was a lot of forested area. Confederation Park was a particular favorite to go into. There was a little stream that ran parallel to Willingdon, and we would just run around like a bunch of little savages in the
Really?
summertime all day, and it was just a fabulous place to spend your childhood. There was a pool in Confederation Park. We always sort of laughed a little bit about the pool there because my mother called it Impetigo Pool. But that didn't stop us. We still enjoyed taking the dip in the
And this
summertime.
is a concrete pool
Yes,
put
an
up?
open concrete pool with a million children in it. I think I had mentioned a little bit earlier that during the time I grew up in Burnaby, there weren't the wonderful amenities that there are now. There were no skating rinks. We did have to go to the Vancouver side. And in the immediate area, there wasn't a community center that sort of offered the scope of activities. So again, we would go down to Hastings Community Center. But I just remember going through vacant lots, and you would find little garter snakes, and you would find bugs and butterflies, and you would tadpoles, and you'd always be bringing something interesting home to mother, whether she wanted it or not. So it was just a wonderful carefree. It was almost like living out in the country.
And not so much parental
No,
supervision.
no. It's breathtaking to think about it now, because I mean, nobody would let their children run around like that today. But that just seemed to be the norm, where you were just let loose, especially in the summertime, and away you'd go and you'd make your own fun.
And you stayed mostly healthy and safe?
Yes, other than one incident that involved my brother's friend's younger brother, I can't think of any harm that came to any children. It seemed to be a very safe place, very safe.
And a fairly healthy childhood, though, more generally
Oh
was.
yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, the usual cuts and bruises, but oh no, very happy, childhood and.
Now, you said too that there were lots of kids in the area.
Yes,
There's never a shortage of people
absolutely.
to play with.
Oh, well, I'm at the head of the baby boomers, and so yes, there were many children in the neighborhood, so there just was always somebody to play with and.
Do you remember if they were all basically, English speaking kids? Did you have
Yes,
any?
a very, very white community, absolutely. Even when I graduated from Burnaby North in 1966, if you look back at our annual and compare it to, say, an annual that you would see in other schools, not just in Burnaby, but throughout the whole Lower Mainland, oh, yes, it was very white. There were just a handful of Chinese students.
How about other European? Were you aware of different
Yeah.
European backgrounds?
Italians, it was a mixture, some Germans, but just generally quite Anglo-Saxon. Yeah, it's quite a contrast to today.
And you went to school in that area as well?
I did. I went to Rosser Avenue. I know it's now called Rosser, and that was a wonderful school to attend for elementary school. It had wonderful big oak trees surrounding the playground, and of course we go out in the fall and pick up as many acorns as we could. And at that time you got boosted out of the school whether it was rain or shine, but it never stopped us running around the dirt playground in the rain. It was fine with us.
Did you have playground equipment there as well, or
Not an awful lot.
large stumps?
No, it was just mainly you went out there and you made your own fun. Eventually, I think when I was in about grade 5 or 6, they did get a tether ball. And of course, that was the big thing that you wanted your turn at the tether ball. But again, it just seemed to be a bit of a simpler, you made your own fun type of.
Can you remember any games that you maybe
Hopscotch.
hopscotch
Oh,
or?
yes, hopscotch. And of course, kicking around the soccer ball. Yeah. And later on, when I went to Burnaby Heights, I guess it was Burnaby Heights, that was just now closed, we played grass hockey. Yeah.
And do you remember, the schooling side of going to school? Do you remember any teachers that they still
I
have?
do. I remember my grade one teacher, Miss Hurst. She was just a wonderful substitute mother. Oh, I just thought she was the most wonderful person in all the world. And it was quite funny. I think I was one of these kids who had a high level of anxiety about not failing anything. And she was always so encouraging. She was just a wonderful person. And I met her years later. And she was still just a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous lady. She had quit teaching when she started to have her children. But yeah, she was a wonderful, wonderful grade one
Were
teacher.
these classes large? Do you remember
Yes, oh
how
yes.
large is large?
I would say on a small class it would be about 32 children, and a large class could be 40 or more. When I actually was at Rosser, we had a combination class of grade 2 and 3, and it was in a trailer out in the back. I guess there was such a huge demographic wave of children coming into the school that Rosser just couldn't handle all the students.
I've read reports saying that a lot of Burnaby schools were double shifting by about 1948, even.
Oh,
I
really? Now
remember.
that's interesting. I luckily never had that happen to me, but yeah, a lot of kids.
It's hard to imagine if you're a teacher for that many students that you could establish any kind of personal rapport with any given teacher.
Absolutely, yeah, it must have been difficult for them because they didn't have teacher's aides, but they seemed to keep control of the class, let me tell you. There still was back then the strap, and so believe me, nobody wanted the strap.
And did you seat always in rows, or were you allowed to?
Yes, we had the little wooden desks, with the foldable seats,
Were they on runners?
and yes, they were on
On
runners.
runners?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and no ballpoint pens. We had our little nib and inkwell, and of course, you got it all over your hands. And of course, you came to school in elementary school with your Legis paste, which everybody ate and didn't use as glue. if you can imagine that. But yeah, it was a fun time. It really was. It amazes me now with all the extra days off that these children get. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but basically, you know, you started school right after Labor Day and you were there till almost the end of June. Yeah, there were very few extra days off.
Did you remember any much about your students? Did they all seem to take it seriously? Did all students seem to toe the line? Were there the in crowds, the out crowds, the good students, the bad
Well,
students?
you know, in elementary school, no, I think we were all quite similar. There was always one or two who seemed to be in the principal's office a little more than the rest of us. But no, I think from what I remember as a child, the vast majority, they had a lot of respect for the teachers and they avoided getting into trouble, absolutely. Now, when I got into junior high school, I went to Alpha and then Burnaby Heights. You could see, I guess, the teenage hormones setting in a little more. And there was a little bit more pranksterism when I was in junior high school. Yeah.